Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret. Secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Wednesday.
So I can say anything on this
Eddie
show.
Eddie Ift is on the show. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Ooh.
Wow. I remember one time I told this story about my penis getting, when I peed in a Poland Spring water bottle and it got somehow infected and blew up like a catfish. And you were like, you went too far.
Me? Oh, I said you went too far?
Yeah, you were like...
I actually don't remember the story and might need a retelling. You're telling me you got some kind of infection by peeing into a bottle.
Yeah, I was late.
Did it climb up?
I don't know. I was late.
Stream?
I was late for a gig and I was stuck in traffic and I had to pee and I had a Poland Spring water bottle, so I peed in it in the car.
So you press the head of your dick into the... that there isn't
just
a...
Just the urethra was like going red because it was a small bottle. Just like the opening...
Just the pee hole.
Were you going to be able to stop the stream?
That's what I didn't realize. That I got to the point where I filled up the bottle and had to pee. So I pinched it off, like had to use my body and my hand to stop it.
Hard kegel.
Open the door, pour the bottle out, then go for round two. So I go round two, everything's good. I fill up the second bottle, pour that out, drive, get to the gig. As soon as the gig's over, the kids are like, it's at a college, East Stroudsburg University in Pennsylvania. The kids are like, hey, you want to go to dinner? We'll take you to dinner. I said, sure, I got to go to the bathroom first. I go in to pee. And I have this incredible burning sensation. Oh. And I look down, and the opening of my penis, the urethra, has swollen up like...
Looks like a Kardashian mouth all
plump. Yes, that's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, no.
And so I was like freaking out at dinner.
Whose bottle of water was that?
Mine.
So it got something from your mouth?
I don't know. So
you gave yourself something?
I had a girlfriend at the time in Las Vegas, and I flew from there to Las Vegas to go see her. And I wasn't sleeping around. I was at that time. And in fact, even with her, we were using condoms. I'm like, how is this? So I go to a clinic. And I go to the doctor and I'm like telling him what's happening. And he goes, well, I can tell you probably have gonorrhea. And I'm like, no, I couldn't have gonorrhea. I haven't slept around. There's no way. And he's like, well, then you have not herpes. What did he say it was? It was something else. And I go,
chlamydia.
No. I go, no, it can't be. And he's like, well, it is. And I'm like, it can't be. And I'm like, I'm telling you, it only happens when I pee. It swells up like this. He's like,
oh, so it was going down between urinations.
Yeah.
Okay. So the lips would be there, and then the lips
it would swell up right after a pee.
Okay.
So I'm like,
you were like peeing.
I'm
out the
horrified.
Mouth.
Well, by yeah. This. And I've had
and
some,
it's
I've,
obviously an STD.
I've had
Go
some
on.
Crazy stuff happen with my penis. So,
oh,
you have?
But well, just like
we've got half an hour. Okay,
so the next thing I know, the doctor comes back and he goes, "Well, you don't have gonorrhea. You don't have." And he was like, "There's one more test that we have to send to a lab, and we'll get back to you." And I was like, I told you. And he goes, so he calls me the next day and he's like, yeah, you don't have this either. I go, so what do I have? He goes, I don't know. And I go,
oh.
I go, I think I'd rather have gonorrhea.
Yeah, you know, because like then you just get it treated.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't know what you have. And I go, well, what do I do? He goes, I don't know. And I was like, well, thanks for your expertise as a doctor.
Doesn't suggest penicillin or something?
And it just went away. Never saw it again.
Whoa. Well, bodies do have weird reactions to things from time to time. So
I don't know, though.
Yeah.
Burned when you... That sounds like
how long did it last?
Like a bladder or urethra infection.
Yeah, that's what... I think that's probably what it was a UTI.
Hmm.
Oh,
well, you'd
man.
Think you'd be able
but
to diagnose that, though.
You still need to take antibiotics for that.
Not if you're healthy. Look, people in Mexico can drink the water. They don't get sick.
Because they already have those the bacteria they need in their gut.
Well, so maybe this guy's got all the bacteria in my penis.
Okay.
Good for you. Okay. Hey, speaking of your penis, so Sarah's about to do a story about plaster casts. So we're about to hear...
Yeah, I just found this to be fun for a couple reasons. There's a couple interesting notes in here.
Do you have a giant dick?
No. I'm medium.
Now, if you were given the chance to immortalize your dick in a plaster cast, would you do it?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you wouldn't be like embarrassed to have your dick sitting among the other dicks on the shelf?
No, not at all.
You'd be like, that's just a regular
dick. If you were having your...
I guess I would, because I'd be afraid that like they'd put me on this like shelf... Like, with all these other people, and I'd be like,
between
well,
like John Holmes.
Yeah,
and
like I'd be like, oh, I thought I was pretty good, and now I get to compare it. You know, like
a side by side, real life size comparison. Yeah.
And do you want, if they're going to do your, and I don't know what this lady's deal was, but do you want the balls also to be part of the plaster cast?
Yeah, I don't know if those are included.
Or, I mean, where do you stop? Do you stop at your asshole? Like, do you plaster cast all the way up your butt crack? Or is it just the stick? What did they do, Sarah? You tell us.
Well, hold on a second. First, I want to see if there are actual pictures of... So, it's the plaster caster...
So, I'm friends with this porn star, Bonnie Rotten.
Penis.
Okay.
And
I don't know her work.
Oh, you will...
You like her work?
Bonnie's a really good friend of mine, so I can't watch her.
You have watched her, though.
Yeah, I have.
Seen her
let me tell you
do
this.
Her thing.
She doesn't do porn anymore, per se. She's marrying Jesse James right now.
That's a great idea. He's a stand-up dude.
Is he?
No.
I don't know him at all.
Isn't that the guy who was married to Sandra Bullock?
That's
and
it.
Was fucking cheating on her with that weird tattoo.
He also had... he was married to the porn star and has a kid with... What is her name? Blonde
Sunny,
lady.
The kids, she died, didn't she?
That no.
Lady, and they have a daughter named Sunny.
Yeah, but the wife's name is...
Just random porn star.
Ex-wife?
Yeah, it's an ex-wife, but she was
Carla James or Janine.
That's her.
Linda Mulder.
Linda Mulder.
Yeah.
Who? What porn star has a name Janine Linda Mulder?
Well, she was at one time one of the biggest porn stars, and he married her.
Well, now he's marrying Bonnie, and Bonnie's a really good person.
And you're good friends with this lady.
Yeah, she was at my wife's baby shower.
How did he hook up with her?
She's into guns now. She quit porn. She loves guns. She goes like tactical shooting. I don't know. Summer have found her. I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I just texted with her the other day, and I haven't found the whole story yet of how they met. She used to be on my podcast.
But he already proposed to her?
Yeah, they're getting married.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea. I should totally do that.
Because he was just married to the Vidal Sassoon lady.
Google her. Google Bonnie Rotten.
Not, what is her name?
Bonnie Rotten?
Hold Bonnie on. Rotten
no.
Images.
It was the daughter of the Paul Mitchell guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the hair products.
That's some money.
That's who he was just married to. They must be divorced if he's getting married again, but.
Here she is.
Bonnie Rotten?
She basically has, she's, you know, cute, little short, short-haired brunette.
So she won the
Tons of tattoos.
She won the AVN Performer of the Year.
Look, there she is with cum all over her face. That's a picture. I'm sorry. That's a tattoo of her with cum all over her face. Oh, that's fantastic.
So you and her are good friends?
Friends. She used to be on my podcast all the time.
Did you ever?
No, nothing. No, it's like, honestly, like, couldn't be more asexual with her. Like, she's... And so,
because sex
she's
is what gross she does for
this
job.
This is where for the story
is. Is it because she's gross to you?
No, she's not gross to me at all. She has a wonderful personality. Like when she was on my podcast, she used to make us laugh so hard. She was so nice, so sweet. Dane Cook brought her on stage one night, and he's like, "Are you nervous?" Like, she used to love comedy, and he's like, "Are you nervous being on stage?" And she goes, "No." And he goes, "Why not?" She goes, "I've been on stage a bunch of times." He's like, "How?" And he's like, "I'm friends with Eddie Ift." And he goes, "Oh, so have you ever been on stage with someone funny?" And she just walked off stage. She just walked off. She was like, "Fuck him." And I was like, "Yeah, thanks, buddy." Like, she's just a really solid, I really like
oh,
her.
Oh, she had your back.
Yeah, yeah. A good friend.
Oh.
So Bonnie, I went one
you
night.
You should warn her.
By
if you
the
guys
way,
are that good of friends, you should tell her, don't marry that dude.
Did Dane Cook die? Like, what? That guy couldn't have been the like, he's one of those stars that,
moment,
that
yeah.
just came on and burnt out
Boy.
In a blink, like a...
Why don't you do a Google image of Dane right now?
All right, let's have a look at Dane.
Why?
Because his face looks like my penis looked after I peed into
he
a...
He's had surgery?
Face? Yeah.
Oh, boy. He has been nipped and tucked. Hang on. Not these ones, this one. What happened to Dane Cook's face? He got his eyebrows lifted and his...
Wow.
You know what? He got old, so he did some... Oh, my God, look at this. Look. Look at this one. Oh, boy.
Which one?
This one.
Oh, that one. Oh, boy.
His eyebrows have been just, like, jacked up into his forehead. He looks like he has evil eyebrows
now. The point I'm trying to get to is Bonnie one time was in Vegas. I'm doing a show in Vegas. She's at the Hustler Club. I was at the MGM. Mm-hmm. She goes, "Hey, why don't you come over? You know, I'm, like, headlining the Hustler Club and bring all your friends over." So I bring all the comics over. I go, "You got to come meet my friend." So we're in her, like, VIP booth, and she has her assistant there selling all her merch. And... She's just like signing stuff
Weird.
And meeting people. She was the AVN Performer of the Year. And
so she's got merch.
Yeah, so she's selling
like coffee mugs and
no.
t-shirts.
No, there's her vagina, like a fleshlight of her vagina.
Oh, right. Of course that's what a porn star would be selling.
And at one
You ever fuck a fleshlight?
No,
but, I have. They're fun.
But at one point one point I look at her and I go, "Would it be weird if I took this?" And she goes, "Yes, really weird."
Oh.
I was just like, and it's like, we're that kind of friend. And
okay.
It was like, yeah, it'd be really weird.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, and if you are going to do that, just don't tell me about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which seems weird since she does anybody who
Anything.
Gets hired
work,
on. Yeah, but I know,
job.
But I mean, it's.
One of my favorites, I had her grandmother.
She doesn't discriminate except against him.
Yeah.
I had her grandmother on my podcast.
Oh, what does her grandmother think about
her it? Her grandmother raised her. And I was like, "Graham, what did you... Because Bonnie's porn is like... she was from the alt porn world, which is like they go harder. They go like... It's a lot
it's
of...
It's suicide porn. Got
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
It's the stuff
porn.
I don't want.
But
right.
she became mainstream. And she was the first alt porn girl to become mainstream. And she got in and got out. She was only in for a few years. She said, I wanted to be number one. She won the award and she got out. So she,
Did she make a ton of dough?
I don't think so. I mean, she does okay.
Like the things I've heard, first of all, are you get paid per scene. There's right. no residuals. There's no.
Nope.
And so you might get paid, and I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but it is very simply like
$500.
Well, I actually think if you've got a name like she does, you'll make $2,000 for this scene. That's it.
Well,
and then if you add anal, they throw in $500.
Well,
and if you add getting choked, like
they'll say. We're going to contract you. Like, she was a contract girl for whatever company she worked. And she'll say, I'm going to do X amount of scenes for the contract.
Got it.
And so they have to shoot that many scenes. And sometimes they'll do a whole bunch in a day. And she gets to pick the guys she wants to be with. So it's they usually pick, like, the same guys over and over. So when people talk about, like, how filthy porn stars, sometimes some of those girls sleep with, like, less men than most average girls because they have, like, you know, two regular guys or three guys that they, you know, and that's the only guys they have sex with. But she, I forget, was on her list of like what she wouldn't do. And there was like maybe like one thing. So
no hot pokers up the ass.
She directed a film called
Poker Up the Ass.
To be a good name.
Anal Disco Candy or something. It was in Germany. I mean, like, I think she had to go to Germany to shoot it.
Now's the time on Anal Disco Candy when we dance. When we dance.
But she, going back to, I forget what I was going to tell you. It was something.
She directed this thing. And this is the things that she wouldn't do.
No, way before that.
Things she wouldn't do.
You asked me a question. I was getting to the point of something because it's so interesting to talk to her and find out about this. Oh, grandma.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her grandma was on your show.
So I'm interviewing grandma. Grandma raised her in Cincinnati. I said, Graham, what happened? You know, what? And because Graham seems nice. Bonnie's like, where did it all? And she's like, no, you know, it was. And I'm like, Graham, like, something happened. And she's like, no. And Bonnie goes, Graham, tell him about the phone book. And I'm like, did you beat her with a phone book? Like, and they seem to have a really good relationship. I'm like, what's, and she goes, Graham goes, oh, well, when I was young, when I was a teenager, me and my friend used to take the phone book out. And she's like, we would just pick a random page, hit a name, and then we'd call the guy on the phone and say, hey, this is your lucky day. And we'd go over and have sex with him.
No shit.
Oh my God. So her grandma was a slut, too.
Yeah, and I go, all right. Graham, I think we figured it all out.
Yeah, my God, man.
What happened is you.
Yeah.
You're a bad influence.
Wow. All right, tell us this plaster cast story. Okay. What is this?
So this is Cynthia Alberton.
She's the plaster caster lady.
She is the plaster
Which, by the way, there's a Kiss song called Plaster Caster, mm-hmm. and it's about this lady.
She died on April 21st.
No.
At the age of 74. She has made, well, they say here, dozens of molds of the penises of cultural icons. You know, she probably, over the course of her entire life, molded plenty of dudes' dicks. I mean, if you've got a good one, you probably went, I gotta go get this. Let's get this thing mm-hmm. immortalized.
Well, cross paths with her. I mean,
right. So they have decided, or her estate has decided, that the new owner of Jimi Hendrix's plaster cast cock is going to Iceland's Phallological Museum, which I've been to Iceland and they don't have that much stuff there. So I can't believe I didn't somehow go to the Phallological Museum. So
this is all different penises.
It's penises of animals.
That's what I'm saying. All different penises.
So it is an erect mold of Hendrix's penis. So I'm looking at these pictures of the penises. If you guys want to come over,
do they have a vaginological museum next door?
I don't think they do. So this is Hendrix's cock right here. She says it's one of her. It's not the longest, but it's the fattest, longest combo. It really does look like a tall
like
boy
the head
beer
on
can.
That, but okay.
And here's the other thing. If you notice as you look at these, so I don't really know how to plaster cast something, but my and there are some balls in that as well. My guess is that they had to wrap that in.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ew. In like saran wrap.
What happened there?
Well, maybe that's just a bad mold.
Click on that one and let's see who that got.
All right,
because this must be her molds, right?
These are all her various molds. Let's see if that... Is this it right here?
That dude's got a backpack on. That looks like a stormtrooper.
This is... Oh, that's Jimi Hendrix still. That's another angle on it.
I don't like that guy's head. I wish I hadn't seen his cock before. Now I'm bummed.
Yeah.
Don't be bummed.
I love him and his music, and I'm not very thrilled with
his
cock.
There's some funny ones that take left turns. There, she's wearing a pointy one as a hat.
There are some people that shouldn't have this done.
Oh, no, that's for sure. Although, I think that she probably is psyched for something that is unique looking. Like that one with the... Yeah. It looks like a fucking fish hook. Like, it's where...
We used to have a kid on our football team when I was in high school.
We all
showered in the same room. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah,
he's a little boy.
And we called him Wicked Curve.
The olden days. So when we made fun of everyone's cock.
Yes, right. Or whatever they had going on.
Do you remember
on.
How they used to make a shower together? That was so creepy. Still do it in a lot of swimming places.
You know, I didn't trip on it, but I do know that it's for some people it was like a horrifying experience.
I didn't like it.
I didn't care about it.
I didn't like it.
In fact, in reality, most of the kids were so fucking bummed to do it. And I wasn't. I just didn't care. So I would shower, and most people were like in and out.
Yeah, I hated it.
If at all.
I hated it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not shy, so I wasn't concerned.
I'm not shy. I just was like, this is weird. Like a bunch of dudes all naked together in a shower. You know, like, why do we have to be open?
You didn't
like,
have
I like privacy.
Multiple nozzles?
Yeah, but it was...
Were you all gathered under one?
It was one room with like... Multiple nozzles.
Yeah,
bunch of
right.
Naked boys.
Yeah.
Why can't you just have your own curtain, your own little privacy?
I don't know. I didn't make the rules.
It actually does seem like somebody's idea of a
Jerry
joke,
Sandusky.
Like a just a right. It's gross.
Yeah.
It is when you really think about it. It's like we call them our privates for a reason.
Yeah.
You keep them to yourself.
But we're also as Americans, we're kind of weird about nudity. You know?
Well, it's our Quaker roots.
Yeah.
You know? We're definitely.
Because when I go places where it, like, where it's topless or for like a minute, I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'm like, who gives a shit?
Right. You know? It's a body.
Blacks Beach, San Diego.
Blacks Beach is nude. Mm. Where you will mostly see penis, but yeah. Go on.
It's so funny when we surf there.
Yeah, it is funny how the nude beaches always have
it's
a,
always
old man
a lot of penis. Yeah.
And my buddy's a lifeguard there. And he
at Blacks?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And he said, well, he's a San Diego lifeguard and you get assigned there sometimes.
Got it.
Is he naked? When he
no, but
there?
He said they catch guys jerking off all the time. And I go, what well, do you do? He goes, we'll drive up behind them and get on the loudspeaker. And we're like, sir, you are not allowed to do that.
Dude.
This is what you did all that training for, to bust guys jerking off on the beach.
Sounds fun.
I Yay. Love when I'm surfing there, when I'm surfing with my buddies. I'm always going, hey, did you see, I don't know if you saw at the end of the path right down there, there was a really great cock. And I always do it like, well, because guys don't talk when they're surfing a lot. And I'd be like, did you see
that? Not about cocks, that's for sure.
And so I just keep doing it. My friend's like, shut up. I just keep going, there's so much good cock here today.
You're fun.
Or not.
All right, we're going to run out of time. Let's do the...
Did you put that one in there? I haven't looked at it yet.
This is You yeah, need to help this person with parenting advice.
Okay. Right,
let's see if
because
we...
I'm such a good parent.
Oh, my God. There it is, parenting advice. Okay, here we go. This is Eddie Eft on the show. If you're, I guess if you could be just joining us if you got to the show late. Eddie Eft is hanging out, and he's at Cobb's tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, May 25th. If you're listening on Friday to the podcast, you've missed the show. Hey, y'all. I'm in need of some parenting advice, and I feel like I'm going to get the best from the three of you. And today, it's the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we all have, all of us have kids of various ages on the show. We've had enough instances in my toddler's life to warrant my need for advice. So here we go. We have a problem with family members asking my son for kisses on the lips.
Ew.
At the age of two, he obviously doesn't know any better, and we try our hardest to coach him up, but he always goes in for the smooch. Both my husband and I die a little inside when my brother-in-law or a cousin makes this icky request. Who is requesting that a kid kiss them on the lips?
So weird.
That is weird. Like... Even I kissed my kids on the lips all the time, but it wasn't like, give mommy a kiss on the lips. Mm-hmm. It just...
Well, maybe they're just saying, give me a kiss. It's not...
No, it sounds like they're
asking for a specific lip
or just
touch.
Or just going in for that.
That's what I mean. I don't think they're saying, give me a kiss on the lips, but they're probably going in for the kiss and putting their mouth out.
I think people, this woman or man, whoever...
Let me finish this. Let me, because it goes on, and then you can tackle it. I know as his parents, we should have bigger balls to stand up for him, but I'm a people pleaser, and while I try my hardest to interject in the moment, there's definitely times I watch it happen in slow motion, like an unavoidable car accident, and I definitely don't like being put in that situation in the first place. My husband and I are on the same page. We don't want people kissing our kids on the lips. But how do you stop it from happening in the moment? Is it something we just need to bring up to the individual separately? It's definitely one of those easier said than done topics. And I swear my son's health and bodily autonomy is our top priority. I just feel like I'm failing him as his protector. I'll stop rambling and hopefully you'll have words of encouragement.
I would use comedy. I would make fun of them. You know, and I would go, oh, here they come. Are you going to go in for the big mouth kiss again? And just make fun of the fact that they do it. And that's what satire is.
That's your comedy? I would have said something more along the lines of, oh, don't kiss him on the lips. He's got herpes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That kid will give you herpes. Don't kiss him.
Yeah, but then that's almost like don't. And they're like, I don't care. And they still do it. He's so cute. I would make fun of them as being like, You're the mouth kisser, and kind of put them on the spot or being like, what are you doing?
I think it's really weird that this is coming up so goddamn often, and I don't want any in-laws, uncles. I just don't. That's a hard no. I think you need to say to your son, turn your cheek to the side when someone goes in for a kiss.
True.
You don't have to kiss anyone on the mouth. Turn your face to the side. And then when the uncle says, give me a kiss on the mouth, you say, on the cheek is you kiss my kid.
I would just say, my kid just me too'd you.
Kid just me too'd you. You only kiss my kid on the cheek. I don't know. Who are these people asking for kisses on the mouth? It's weird.
Well, if it's me and it happened once and it's too late for me to stop it, then okay, yeah. I'm over it. If it is happening repeatedly, I am, it's weird for me to say this, I'm the grown up. I don't put it on my kid and I don't try to make fun of that. I go straight to the person kissing my kid on the mouth.
And tongue them.
And I, no.
Yes. On the asshole.
I rim them. Yeah, I rim them, Sarah. Them. Thank okay. you.
All right, just getting it straight.
So, you know, after you rim Uncle Bob, yes. he should know who he's supposed to come to for the action.
For the love, right.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. I are you getting that? You just say, do not kiss my kid on the mouth?
Yeah, I be a grown up and I yeah. just say, listen, I'm going to tell you this in quiet. Between you and me, but I want you to hear me loud and clear. We don't want you kissing our kid. Not on the mouth.
I see, I wouldn't. I'm like passive aggressive. I'd make the joke.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, and yeah. I could be, I'm capable of that
like
as well. But
thing.
I think you put your kid in the situation where you're like, you need to turn, like, the kid's like, what?
Well, it's a choice for you to, I mean, at some point you should be saying in no uncertain terms, you're in charge of what happens to you. You get to decide if someone touches you or is going to kiss you. You get to do what you're comfortable with. I don't think 2 years old is too young to say
that. If it's happening in the moment, I think I would, honestly, I think my reaction would be, what are you doing? Like, I would, I'd be like, oh, God, don't kiss my, like, I wouldn't make it public. To kind of shame them a bit.
Yes.
And be funny about it, but at the same time, be like, that's not happening
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, that's not okay. And I actually think that it is your job to say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Let's kiss. We're going to cheek kiss now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mouth kiss now. Cheek yeah. kiss. All right, if you must.
Yeah. But I also think we're in living, like, I do. I hate to say it, but I do look at everyone as their potential molester.
Yes.
And I walk around.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Like when my daughter is like 2 feet away. Mom, where are you? Where are you? Is there a molester around here? You know, like.
Look. On
sort
the,
out the molesters.
I get all the jokes and all that. And I do understand that, you know, you can handle anything with your kid the way you want. On the other hand, these people love your kid.
Yeah.
They're your family. So while I do think jokes are fine and while I also think you could. Put it on the kid if you want. Just say straight up what you fucking want. Like, yeah. we're such fucking chicken shit.
We are chicken.
Just fucking talk to your brother-in-law or whoever it is and tell him, look, I know that you love my kid. I love my kid, too. We just don't want you mouth-kissing my kid. No offense. It can end here. We never have to talk about it again.
I think that makes an awkward situation.
It does, but you didn't make the awkward situation. They are making the awkward situation.
Right.
You're dealing with it point blank because it's not... Do you really want to have to maneuver and then see them outmaneuver you and then maneuver again and now you're going to...
No, tell them your wishes.
Just say fucking straight up what you want and don't be... What? You don't have to belabor it. You don't have to talk.
What if they lick their lips before they do it?
Look, so gross. What if they have a cold? What if they have herpes? What if they have Omicron?
You can even say it's COVID-related. Look, because of COVID, we've gotten really leery about that.
That's the easiest way
out. You can just say, look, we just don't want that.
We're not comfortable with you kissing our kid on the mouth.
It's
we don't know where your fucking
real,
mouth has been.
A real
you know
thing.
You could also swat them in the face really hard.
Oh, yeah, that would work, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's genius. Yeah.
Violence is the answer.
Always. It is the answer. Or otherwise, a kid will shiv you.
Could
you
see that? They kiss your kid on the lips, and you just go, smack!
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something that I do think is sad, and that is that we are freaked out about people and what they do with our kids. And in reality...
Statistically, it's so low.
Well, what I was going to say is, in reality, people get a certain energy from kids. Like, kids are fucking rad in that they've got this youthful enthusiasm that has
love.
Been just beat out of most grown-ups.
But I don't feel like, I don't, like, I love my kids. I don't love other, I mean, I like my kids.
Because you're in the thick of shit. Trust me, have you ever seen an old person around a kid, a little baby or a kid? It's like they think that kid has the secret fucking thing to keep them alive for another day.
Oh, see,
like
they're gonna suck it out of their mouth.
They love that energy in little babies. It's such a weird thing, but I've seen it in malls and all kinds of places where the look on an older person when they see a baby or a toddler, is like pure joy because they're seeing that energy this kid's got and the innocence and all the stuff.
Not ruined by life yet.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, and it's sad that we have to actually think, I think that guy's going to slip the tongue to my kid or whatever. So you know, it is gross, but I do think that these, I hate to say it, I do think these people probably love your kid, and it's not sexually related.
It probably isn't. But if she's uncomfortable with it is on her to say something.
Direct.
Yes.
That's my opinion.
All right. Well, I think we've really helped this person. Eddie, have a great time here in San Francisco and a good show tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me. You guys are the best.
Always great to have you on.
You are now my only and favorite radio show.
Why? Did the other guys die?
No, they're done. Kevin and Bean are gone.
Oh.
And those guys were so good to me,
they
too.
They were, sure.
And they were great, great guys, and it was sad to see them go, but you guys are my...
That's it? So now we slip into that position?
No, you were tied.
No, we weren't.
By default,
you were tied.
You were tied.
It's fine. We'll take second, but not
I hope.
We're first now.
If you might have been first anyway, because you were my first. You were like the one... I've been with you guys since 2001. I did my show in New York. Mm-hmm. I left in 2001, and... Maddie came out here and was like, hey, you got to come on my show out in San Francisco. So I've been coming on the show for over 20 years.
Yep.
Wow.
And so I would say the longest running, like most often. Yeah. So even Kevin and Bean, as much as I love them, they were number two.
Hey, I hope that your show, the one you're pitching, goes so big and you're so fucking rich the next time we see you.
Take us all on vacation.
Oh my God. Let's go somewhere other than McDonald's and have food.
I know. I can't wait.
Let's have
I'm
Philly
cheese
sticks.
I'm counting the days down. I'm really sad I didn't get to go to Hawaii with you guys.
I know. That would have been really fun.
Yeah.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel a difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Was there a chance that was going to happen?
No. I would have loved to go. No. I love any trip to Hawaii.
Was he invited?
No.
Oh.
I would have loved to have gone, though. just putting it out there.
Was this something that you got denied? Did we take another guy with us? I don't understand.
I'm just like, you know,
if it happens again,
are you just saying you'd like to go to Hawaii next time we go?
Yes, I see. That's what I wanted.
You know what? Maybe.
I told you I'm passive aggressive.
All right.
All right.
How come Vinny didn't go on the trip?
On the trip to Hawaii that, yeah. Oh, no. Well, I said I was going to go to Hawaii, and Bryn goes, oh, I think I'm going to Hawaii, too. And so we're like, well, let's fucking go together.
Two separate. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we were just all on vacation.
Oh, it wasn't a radio thing.
Oh, no. No.
That's why. That's what I was like.
And then she started doing nudie shows for the kids in the lagoon, and it was a whole thing.
I have a very different version of that story. As you might well imagine, you've known me for 20 years. I really feel like you know me pretty well. And
I heard Bryn was shredding though with Jamie Sterling.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I heard you set him up on that.
Yes.
Good job, Bryn.
Yeah.
All right. Magic words.
We gotta go. The end.
All right. Bye.